This week's Sedra is a double parsha. It's Tazria and Mitzora. And one of the main themes, as the name suggests, is the concept of Tzara'as. Tzara'as, Chazal tell us, is an onesh, is a punishment for speaking Lashon Hara. Now, what would happen is that a person would get a Tzara'as on his house, and ultimately, if he didn't do tshuva for the avera of speaking Lashon Hara, he would ultimately get tzaras on his body, and he'd have to go outside of the machane, and he'd have to sit badod yeshev michutz lemachane. He'd have to sit in solitude by himself, in quarantine, if you will, in isolation, until he was healed. A lot to talk about, but I want to share one idea, which I've mentioned in the past, a very, very important idea. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, how come we've never seen it? You know, unfortunately, it's not due to a lack of speaking Lashon Hara. We've never seen somebody with tzaras. Bezman hazeh, nowadays, we don't have tzaras. Why don't we have tzaras if the Torah says that there is a concept of tzaras, and Chazal tell us it's an onesh, it's a punishment for speaking Lashon Hara? You would think that we would see it. We would see it on people, we would see it exist, and yet we don't find that. So I want to share with you the words of the Chafetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon in Shar HaZechira, Perek Vav. He quotes from the Chida, one of the Gedolei Sfarad. He quotes from the Chida that says that, you know, we think that it's a punishment to get Saras. You speak Lashon Hara, you get Saras. The Chida says this is one of the Chasadim that the Ribbono Shalom gave us, that he punishes us for this Avera. Why? Why is it a chesed? Because the Avera is such a terrible Avera. It causes strife between people. It causes pain and suffering. And the Avera is a very serious Avera. So the concept of Tzaras is a way of telling us that we did something wrong. You know, we know when you're making a mistake, if you would know early on that you made the mistake, you could fix the mistake. But if you don't find out until it's too late, then it's too late. So the Aveir of Lashon Hara, says the Chidah, the Ribbono Shalom, is like a tap on the shoulder. Moishi, Yanki, you spoke Lashon Hara. So there was a little nega in the house, and he went to the Kohen, and the Kohen looked at it, and the Kohen said, yes, you spoke Lashon Hara, you need to do tshuva. And if you didn't do tshuva, ultimately, you got tzaras. For yourself, you have to go outside the machane, and you would know. There's no denying it. I spoke Lashon Hara, and I have to do tshuva. And then when you would see this, and you'd be in this predicament, you would do tshuva. So it was actually a big chesed for us, that we could get rid of this terrible calamity, which is speaking Lashon Hara about our fellow Yid. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "V'hinei kol zeh hayu b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayikayim." Ma she'ein kenata. The problem is nowadays. Va'bonoseinu rabim she'ein lanu lo mikdash v'lo korbanos lo koin mitaher. There was a whole process to become tahar, and that would purify you and bring you out of the state of being a mitzora and help you do tshuva for the avera. But nowadays we don't have the beis hamikdash, and we don't have the korban that you're supposed to bring, and we don't have the kohen that's going to be mitar you. Im hayakadosh baruch hu mevi asenagoyim al gufo. If the Ribbono Shel Olam would bring tzaras on a person's body, hoya nishar betumas olad, you would eternally, not eternally, but for right now, be eternally tame. V'lo hoya efshar lo hinakos mizeh, and you wouldn't have a way to become tahar. So what the Ribbono Shalom did, the Ribbono Shalom saw that Bezman Hazeh, that we wouldn't be able to get out of it, Hashem said, I'm not going to give it to them on their guf, because if I give it on their guf, they're stuck and there's no way out. So I'm going to put it on their neshama, but not on their guf, so that nobody sees it. So the tzaras is still on our nefesh, but it doesn't stay on our guf. Says the Chafetz Chaim, because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't put us in a situation that we cannot get out of. That's such a powerful lesson. Hashem does not put us in a spot that we can't dig ourselves out of. And we have to learn the inverse. If we're in a difficult situation, we should know the Darchei Hashem is that we have a way out. No matter how difficult, how bleak the situation looks, Hashem only puts us in a situation that we can get out of. And so whenever we think we're stuck somewhere, we're not stuck. Because Hashem wouldn't put us somewhere where we're stuck. And that's why we don't have tzaras. As good as tzaras was for the Jewish people, and it would prevent people from speaking Lashon Hara, yeah, but Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, if somebody would have tzaras, they'd be stuck in it forever. And that, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't do. And we have the same idea from the Meshech Chachma. Rav Meir Simcha Mitvinsk, talking about the halachos of Ir Miklat. An Ir Miklat is a, in English, a city of refuge. If a person kills by accident, the Torah says that he has to go to this city and he has to stay in this city until the Kohen Gadol dies. If he leaves the city, then the Goel Hadam, the relative of the deceased person, the person who was killed by accident, has either the right or a mitzvah, Machlokas Tanoim, to kill this person, to kill the accidental murderer. And he has to stay until the Kohen Gadol dies, and the Meshech Chachma talks about the Hashkacha involved, where the length of his punishment depends on how long the Kohen is going to live, and Hashem planned it that this Kohen should live for this amount of time, and it has to do with how much the intentional murderer should have suffered. Ayin Shom, this is at the end of Parshas Masei. So the Meshech Chachma, the Torah points out that, you know, there were Ari Miklat outside of Eretz Yisrael, and then when we came into Eretz Yisrael, there were more Ari Miklat. But the Ari Miklat that were set up outside of Eretz Yisrael were not activated. You know, they didn't become, the halacha didn't start until we got to Eretz Yisrael. That seems like an interesting thing. You know, why not, like, you know, if the electricity works in this place, why not turn the electricity on over here? Why do you have to wait until all of it is working? Why do you have to wait until all the Ari Miklat are set up? The Jewish people are on the other side of the Jordan River. They're outside of Eretz Yisrael. So if somebody kills by accident, why can't they go into one of those Ari Miklat? Why did the halacha not yet start? And the Meshech Chachma says, Had ein Ari Miklat shebe'eva hayardin kolten, ad sheyifreshu kula. That which the Gemara says in Makos Daf Tes, that the Ir Miklat on the other side of the Jordan River, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Ari Miklat did not start to be kolate, to protect. You know, the halacha didn't start until they were all separated, all set aside, and they had to wait until they went into Eretz Yisrael to do so. Nira chada shelo yivrchu arotzchem Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz. Okay. If somebody goes into Eretz Yisrael before they were set up and killed by accident, we wouldn't want somebody to leave Eretz Yisrael for this reason, but we want people to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Va'od. Dirotseach shegola, a rotseach, a murderer who goes into Gullus, mikave tamid shemayomas hakoin haMashiach. He hopes, Mishnah describes this, he's davening that the Kohen Gadol should die. It's not a great thing to daven for, but that's his only hope. That's his only way that he's allowed to leave the city. V'yotza b'misoso, and he'll go out with the death of the Kohen Gadol. Maybe he's not davening for it, maybe he is davening for it, but he's yearning for the day that the Kohen Gadol dies, so that he can go out. Aval halo Omar Hashem Yisbarach. But the Ribbono Shel Olam said, She'elazar yihye b'chalukas ha'aretz. That Elazar HaKohen, Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, who was the Kohen Gadol, he was going to participate in the chalukas ha'aretz. V'nimtza, d'harotzeach meyuash lachzar ad hisnachel ha'aretz. Says the Meshech Chachma that there was already a havtacha that Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was going to be the Kohen Gadol at the Chalukas Haaretz, which was going to be years into Klal Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael, which means that at the present time, if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you know that you have no hope. You have no hope today. You have no hope tomorrow. You have no hope the next day. They're going to go into Eretz Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu dies. You're going to have no hope then. It's going to take 7 years to conquer the land. Those 7 years, you're not going to have any hope. It's going to take 7 years to complete the Chalukas Haaretz, the division of the land. You're not going to have any hope. So it's going to take many, many years before you even have a chance to go out. You are going to be stuck in the Ir Miklat without any hope of getting out. That, says the Meshech Chachma, the Ribbono Shel Olam would not do to a person. Would not put a person in a situation that is hopeless. And here's the same idea, that the reason the Ir Miklat wasn't set up yet is because you'd be in a hopeless situation. It might be for 20 years, but it's hopeless for 20 years. So it could be that in 25 years you can get out. But you know that for the next 20 years, you have no way of getting out. And the Ribbono Shel Olam never puts us in a situation that we can't get ourselves out of. The same idea as the Chafetz Chaim, that there's no tzaras nowadays, because we wouldn't be able to get out of it. And that's an important lesson for us to realize in our lives, that whatever situation we find ourselves in, we can dig out. If we couldn't dig out, the Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't have put us in such a matzav, in such a situation. And always carry that with us. When things are difficult, when it's trying, when it's hard, know that if you're in the situation, it's because Hashem believes in you, and Hashem knows that you can get out.